At least one aspect of the economic crisis has made many Americans downright mad. The targets of their anger are CEOs who not only fail to accept responsibility for the poor performance of their companies, they actually reward themselves. Those bonuses, corporate jets, and office makeovers just keep on coming. Compare that with what happens in, say, Japan. Just today, the head of a Japanese bank resigned, and the bank apologized because of an expected loss of $2 billion this fiscal year. To get a perspective on this from someone who spent time in Asia, we called New York Times correspondent Ken Belson. He was based in Japan for 12 years. So, Ken, what happens in corporate culture in Japan when things go off the rails? Do CEOs there have their feet held to the fire, actually?
Absolutely. It's a very tightly scripted scenario in many companies. The president or CEO or chairman of the board will step down. They'll bow very deeply in front of the cameras and they'll step aside. What's unique here compared to some of the excess we're seeing in America is that they often don't lose their pension. Sometimes they don't even lose their jobs per se. They may be turned into an advisor in some long-lost committee that's off on the side there. So they'll still sort of exist. They won't be cut off from the company per se. That only happens really when something illegal is done. And in most cases, basically, they're kept within the old boy network.
Well, compare kind of the details of the Japanese approach to corporate accountability to that in America.
Well, for starters, and I think this lays below everything really, is the difference in the way executives in Japan are compensated versus the way they are here in the States. The salaries that they earn are typically 15 times more than the average salary of the average Joe in the factory, whereas in America, it's somewhere around 200 times. They do get some perks. They'll get a company car. The pension payout is quite generous, but nothing like the $40 million bonuses or the corporate jets or things like that. In fact, corporate jets are fairly rare in Japan.
Well, let's take the case study, as they do at the Harvard Business School, of Yamaichi Securities. This is a company that failed in Japan in 1997. It was sort of the Japanese equivalent at the time of Lehman Brothers. What happened there?
Well, that's a great story because from a reporter's perspective, not for the employees, of course, when they failed, the news conference that the CEO held was nationally televised. It was really quite shocking to see. And he actually burst into tears. He was a replacement. The previous CEO had left a few months before, and he was meant to clean up the house of Yamaichi at that point. But really, the snowball was already heading downhill too fast. And so he started bawling his eyes out on TV. And among the things he said then, and it was really quite shocking, was, please, anybody, just take one of my workers, two of my workers, 10 of my workers. They're the ones who are really innocent in all of this. I'll fall on my sword. But really, it's the workers that need to be taken care of. And I can't think of a single example where that's happened in America. Interestingly, too, I was working at Bloomberg at the time, and I was in the newsroom, and we were taking phone calls from the reporters that were actually there covering the incident, and the reporter was crying. She was a Japanese woman, but she was so caught up in the moment, too. And this CEO in tears really became sort of a symbol of the era, of the sort of tough love that Japan hadn't known before, or at least in the post-war period, where corporations just failed outright.
How did the Japanese public react to that?
Oh, I think he got a lot of sympathy after that. He was seen, because he had only been there a couple of months in the CEO seat, he was really seen as somewhat of an innocent that was put there as a clean face. So he really suffered. And I think his earnestness won him a lot of plaudits for being open and obviously very emotional. It's very rare to see that in general, but even more so from a corporate executive who wears a blue suit.
We'll continue our discussion about corporate responsibility with New York Times reporter Ken Belson in just a moment.